This is Alive with Joseph.
This day is a day that we are going to look at the covenant of open doors. God has a blessing for us. God wants to bless us with open doors. If you read the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 7, it says, knock and it shall be opened for you. And so every time we knock, we are guaranteed an open door in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want us to also read from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 9. It says, for a great and an effective door has been opened to me, but there are many adversaries. A great and an effective door has been opened for me, but there are many adversaries. I want you to understand that there are great doors that are open for you in 2020. There are great doors that God has prepared for you in 2021. Glory to God. But there are adversaries. The enemy is a fighter. Hallelujah. But we're not going to be discouraged because God has a solution. And I'm trusting God that I'll be able to finish my message tonight. If I don't finish, I will make it a part one and part two so that we understand what is available for us and how to access it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go quickly to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 14 to 15. It says, but you must continue in the things which you have learned and be assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 14 to 15. It says, but you must continue in the things that you have learned. Continue in the things that you have learned. Hallelujah. Not in the things that you have heard. There are things that you have heard us teaching, or you have had pastor teaching throughout the 14 days and even beyond the 14 days. But you know what? If you don't go back and sit with those things that you have heard and learn them, you might not benefit. The Bible says, take those things, go and learn them. Not just hear them, but go and learn them. Take the word of God, listen to pastor, put your Bible in front of you, have a pen and a paper in front of you. Take notes. Learn. Hallelujah. It's important to learn. The Bible says, knowing, but continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned from, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise. Hallelujah. The Scriptures are able to make you wise. This knowledge is able to make you wise. Hallelujah. This knowledge is able to make you walk in dominion. Listen, every single instruction of Scripture is not for the benefit of God. It is not for the profit of God. It is for our profit. Hallelujah. God does not, benefit from our prayers. We do. He does not benefit from our word confession. We do. He does not benefit from our faith. We do. He does not benefit from our giving. We do. He does not benefit, from us forgiving others. We benefit from it. Every instruction of Scripture is for our benefit. Very, very important for you to understand that. Hallelujah. That is why we cannot play with instructions of Scripture. I like what the Bible says there. It says, continue in the things which you have learned. Continue in the things which you have learned. Listen, God knows that every day you and I write an exam. Life is a test. Hallelujah. Study the Word of God like you're about to write an exam. The truth is that exams are written every day. Every day. We write exams every day. Hallelujah. Listen, the battles of life are real. They are common to our faith. The battles of life are real and they are common to our faith. The scripture that we read, it says, a great and an effective door is open to me. But there is a battle that I must fight to get to the other side of the door. Hallelujah. Life is full of battles. Life is full of battles. There is a God who knows how to take over our battles. That is the good part. In the book of John chapter 11 verse 12, it says, the violent shall take it by force. Which means for you to possess your open doors, there is a need for you to engage in battle. Hallelujah. It's not just going to happen. There is a need for you to take your open doors in 2021 by force. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you read the book of 1st John chapter 5 verse 4. It says, the book of First, it says, if we are born of God, we overcome the world. Those that are born of God overcome the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. You are an overcomer because something has come to you. The reason it tells you you're an overcomer is because there are things that comes to you or comes against you rather. But they don't stop you. They've been denied the power to stop you. Just because challenges come against you, just because things rise against you, they are not meant to stop you. Hallelujah. You have what it takes to overcome. That is why the Bible calls us overcomers. Because we have what it takes to overcome what comes to us. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. We get over things. We get over things. Hallelujah. I've got good news for you. As a child of God, the reality is you are called to battle, but you're destined to win. That's the reality. Yes, you are called to battle, but you're destined to win. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I've said to you that the battles of life are real. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Hallelujah. The Bible says, is already telling us that there are battles in this journey. In the book of Psalm 74 verse 20, it says he gave respect to the covenant. For the dark places of the earth are full of the haunts of cruelty. Another translation, it says, of wickedness. There's wickedness everywhere. Hallelujah. The battles of life come to all. That is the reality. Doesn't matter how anointed you are. Doesn't matter how powerful you are. It doesn't matter how much scripture you know. The reality is the battle of life. The battles of life comes to all of us. Hallelujah. But here's the good news. The battles of life have not been given the power to destroy us. That is why God says, I know the plans I have for you. They are to prosper you, to give you a future and a hope, not to destroy you. They are not there to harm you. Hallelujah. Listen, it is the battles of life that builds our muscles. The battles of life builds our muscles. Hallelujah. The more you overcome, the stronger you become. The more you overcome, the stronger you become. I know that you're feeling weak. You might be going through a challenge and you're feeling weak. But the reality is, if you fight that battle, if you confront that battle, if you do not run away from the battle, you're going to come out stronger. You're going to come out better. You're going to come out wiser. Hallelujah. Listen, God will never allow anything that you don't have the capacity to come through, to pull through. Hallelujah. Anything God permits to come your way, He knows He has given you the potential, the capacity to overcome. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalm 139, the Bible says, I know what you're made out of. I know the stuff you're made out of. Hallelujah. So instead of crying through it, fight through it. Instead of crying through it, fight through it. The enemy wants you to sit in one place and cry and feel sorry for yourself and look for someone to blame and look for everybody to blame. That should not be your portion. Rise up and fight. There's a warrior in you. No wonder the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have what it takes to overcome that battle. You have what it takes to possess the doors that are in front of you. In the book of 1 Timothy, which we've been studying with Pastor, chapter 6, verse 12, it says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Hallelujah. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Listen, even your faith requires a fight. Your faith requires a fight. There are things that every day gives you a reason why you must not listen to the word of God. There are things that gives you a reason why you must not study your Bible. Why? Because they are contending with your faith. Hallelujah. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. That is why the enemy works so hard that you have an excuse for why you should not listen to the word of God. Hallelujah. The enemy is contending your faith because when your faith grows, when it reaches its maximum, it takes. When it reaches its climax, dynamics it possesses. Hallelujah. And that's where the enemy is afraid of you getting. Glory to God. Because there is a place that your faith gets to. I'm telling you, everything becomes takeable for you if there's any English like that. That is why the Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Child of God, you need to learn to be a fighter. The warrior in you must rise up and begin to possess. Hallelujah. The doors that God has prepared for you, they are worth fighting for. Glory be to Jesus. The great opportunities that God has prepared for you, they are worth fighting for. Your marriage is worth fighting for. Your children are worth fighting for. Your business is worth fighting for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That thing that you started that looks like it's nothing right now, it's worth fighting for. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't. It is not in our nature to give up. It's not in our nature to throw away to throw in the towel. Hallelujah. Listen to what Paul says in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. He says, I've fought a good fight. I have finished the race and I've kept my faith. Wow, what a testimony. I have fought a good fight. Listen, you need to fight until you get to the place where you possess what you're going after, where you can say, I've fought a good fight. Hallelujah. I have finished my race and I've kept my faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. May you be amongst us who, when Jesus comes, we will say, we fought a good fight. There were reasons for us to give up. There were reasons for us to throw in the towel. There were reasons for us to turn our backs on God. But we refused to turn our backs on God. We kept the faith. We fought a good fight. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. There were reasons for you to give up on your marriage, but you fought a good fight. There were reasons for you to give up on your children, but you fought a good fight. Hallelujah. There were reasons for you to kill yourself, but you didn't. You fought a good fight. Hallelujah. There were reasons for you to start a pity party, but you didn't. You rose up. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Let that be your testimony. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Understand that Christianity does not exempt us from the battles of life. It doesn't. But here's the good news. It prepares us. It prepares us for the battles of life. Listen, the lecturer that is smiling at you today is the same lecturer that will test you tomorrow. Yes, that same lecturer that is smiling at you, he loves you and everybody can see that you are the lecturer's favorite. He's still the same one that will test you tomorrow. And guess what happens when the test comes? If you have not studied, if you have not prepared yourself, you're guaranteed to fail. No matter how much the lecturer loves you. Hallelujah. And that is why sometimes we make that mistake in Christianity. Because we know that God loves us, we feel that there is no need for us to fight. We feel that there is no need for us to feed our faith. So that when the battles of life arises, we can be able to face and overcome. Child of God, keep preparing yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that you can overcome every battle that comes your way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 3, we see, you know, Jehoshaphat facing a battle. Three nations came against him. And in verse 3, we see himself preparing. We see him preparing himself. We see him preparing the people. We see him, you know, gathering everyone to come before God and says, the enemy has come against us to destroy us. But we are going to hand over this battle to God. Hallelujah. Because what God has promised us is not this. What we are going through is not what God has promised us. And we are not going to give up. We are not going to settle here. We are going to invite God into our battle so that we can possess what God has promised us. Hallelujah. In verse 20, we see God taking over the battle. And we see God instructing him on what to do. God tells him, look, put worship first. Hallelujah. And I will take over the battle. And God takes over the battle. And God delivers to him cheaply what he has been looking for. Hallelujah. The victory that he has been looking for. The peace that he has been looking for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In this season, God wants to deliver great doors for you. Just because you're facing battles does not mean you should give up on the doors that God has prepared for you. Don't give up on the promises of God. Don't give up on your goals. Don't give up on your vision. Don't give up on your promises simply because you've come across a challenge. How? power. No, we are not of them that give up. That's what the Bible says. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. Hallelujah. Listen, in God there is greater glory. And you and I are called and ordained for God, greater glory. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, it says, but we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Hear me, child of God. In this year, God wants you to move into greater glory. He wants doors that will bring greater glory in your life to open up. Very, very important. Listen, when you allow the glory of yesterday to overstay, it ends up as mockery. I'm telling you the truth. Sometimes we bask so much in the glory of today and in glory of yesterday, we forget that God has something better for us in the future. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that is not what God wants. There are things that you tolerated in 2020 that you should not tolerate in 2021, because God has greater glory for you. There are things that you celebrated in 2020 which you should not celebrate in 2021. There are achievements that you set on, but God is saying there is small. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever it is that you have encountered in 2020, tell yourself, I'm growing, I'm going for greater glory, because God has a great and effectual door for me. There is greater glory. In the book of Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18, it says, remember the past. It says, the path of the just is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. The path of the just is like a shining sun. This translation says shining sun that shines ever brighter unto a perfect day. Listen, no matter how bright you saw the glory of God last year, there is still a brighter glory. There is still greater things. There are still bigger doors. There are still mega doors. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Listen, when glory becomes stagnant, it ends in shame. When the glory becomes stagnant, it ends in shame. Yes, you have seen the goodness of God, but God is saying there is more. There is more that I want to do for your family. There is more that I want to do for your business. There's more that I want to do for your career. Hallelujah. Listen, the glory of God is progressive. The glory of God is progressive. There are things you are still celebrating now from the past that other people are tired of. Even when you begin to share that same testimony over and over, people are like, is that all your God can do? You've been saying this story from 1907. You're still giving the same testimony. When God has better for you, child of God, this year we are going after everything that redemption has made available for us. Hallelujah. Your glory shall increase. That is why David prayed a prayer to God. He says, increase my glory. He said, increase my greatness. Hallelujah. In the book of John chapter 17 verse 22, it says, and the glory which you gave me, I've given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, I've given them glory so that we may be one. But it didn't end there. Listen, in John chapter 14 verse 12, he says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do will do also. And greater works than this he will do, because I go to my Father. He says, greater works than this will you do. Because you have the glory of God, greater works will come out of you. Child of God, you are born and you're created for exploits. Your family is ordained for exploits. Hallelujah. You are a child of exploits. Hallelujah. And God is saying, greater works. This year must be for you a year of greater works. This year must be a year of greater achievements. Stretch yourself. Stretch your mind. Hallelujah. Stretch yourself. Sleep a bit later if you need to. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Work harder if you need to. Hallelujah. Listen. Greater glory will always be preceded by greater works. Anywhere you see greater glory, it means there's been greater works. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says Jesus, he fixed his eyes on the glory that was to come. That is why everything that was happening around him, you know what, it didn't bother him. He was willing to pay the price because he saw the glory that was ahead. He was willing to go through the pain. He was willing willing to go through the shame. He was willing to go through the humiliation. Let me not lie to you, child of God. Sometimes when you are pursuing greater glory, there will be humiliations. Hallelujah. There will be pain. There will be shame. There will be persecutions. There will be different things. But it should not stop you. It should not stop you. That's what Jesus came to teach us. That fix your eyes on the prize. Fix your eyes on the greater glory. And walk through fire. Walk through tough times. Walk through it and get to the other side. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Greater works will always launch you into realms of greater glory. Don't be a lazy Christian. This year, put laziness away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Think new things. Think new ideas. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want you to understand that it takes divine guidance to walk into greater glory. It takes divine guidance to walk into greater glory. In the book of Isaiah 58 verse 11, it says, the Lord will guide you continually. The Lord will guide you continually. Let's see what happens when the Lord guides you. He says, and satisfy your soul in drought. And strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Hallelujah. Listen, when you are guided by the Lord, when you are led by the Holy Spirit, the Bible says you will be satisfied in drought. Hallelujah. That's how you are able to say when others are saying there is a casting down, that's how you're able to say there is a lifting up. And the Bible says, and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden. Hallelujah. And like the spring of water, whose waters do not fail. Glory be to Jesus. That looks to me like somebody that has been glorified. That looks to me like somebody that is walking in greater glory. Hallelujah. In the book of Isaiah 48 verse 17, it says, thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. Hallelujah. If you want to be led into profit, into great profit in 2021, you need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. Allow Him to be your leader. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 48 verse 21, He says, and they did not thirst when He led them through the desert. He caused the waters to flow from the rock for them. He also split the rock and the waters gushed out. The Bible says, and when they did not thirst, when He led them, they did not thirst. When He led them, they did not thirst. When He led them, they manifested greater glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Greater glory needs greater sensitivity to the Spirit of God. The Bible says, and to them that are led, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Listen, everywhere God leads, His glory is waiting. I am telling you, everywhere where God leads, His glory is waiting on the other side. That's why you need to allow yourself to be led. Even when it doesn't look like it initially, even when it looks like things are falling apart, trust the leading of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Hear this truth. For every believer, everything works. For the believer, everything works. Even when it looks like it's not working, it's working. Believe me. That is why the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says, it all works together for the good of them that love the Lord. For the believer, even what looks like it's not working, I'm telling you, it's working. It is working for you. Even what looks like it's working against you, it's working for you. That is how Joseph was able to say in the book of Genesis chapter 50 verse 20. He says, but as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Hallelujah. He said, you meant it for evil, but God turned it around for my good. Hallelujah. Even if others may mean it for evil, even if your situation is speaking evil against you, God knows when and how to turn it for your good. Your responsibility is to trust Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the book of Psalm 23 verse 4, it says, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. He says, even though I walk through, you are walking through your challenge. Hallelujah. There are things you will go through, and that doesn't mean if you have come to your end. No, no, no. You are walking through. Don't mistake your going through to an end. No, 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 no. Your challenge has not come to end you. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You are walking through. You are walking through. And look at verse 5 of Psalm 23. I read the Message translation. It says, you serve me a six-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head. My cup brings with blessing. Hallelujah. Listen, you might be listening to me right now, and your situation might have caused you to drop your head in shame. Your situation might have caused you to look down because you're feeling, I've come to the end. You might be feeling, I have failed. You might be feeling, this is the end. The enemy has found me completely here. Listen, God is about to lift your head. He is the lifter of your head. He will not just lift your head, but he will cause you to dine as he has promised. Hallelujah. He says, you will serve me a six-course meal right in the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah. Tables are about to turn for you. God is about to turn things around for your good in the name of Jesus. Your cup is about to run over. I'm telling you, your challenge is causing you. It's just God using it to make sure that your cup runs over. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I want you to begin to thank God wherever you are for taking over your battle and for launching you into greater realms of glory. Because that's what your challenge is there to do. It's there to launch you into greater realms of glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I want you to understand that the master key into open doors is the presence of God. The master key into open doors is the presence of God. Anything it takes to secure the presence of God, you must go after it with all your strength, with all your might. Because the presence of God is the master key into new realms. Hallelujah. I want to stop here because my time is gone and I want to go deeper into this topic. But I'm challenging you today to make sure that no matter what battle you're going through, listen, tarry in the presence of God. Tarry in the presence of God and watch what the presence of God is able to do. Watch the presence of God fling open doors before you. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. In life, There are two types of battles. There are battles that you fight, and there are battles that God fights for you. There are battles that demands you to fight, but there are battles that God must fight for you. Hallelujah. And you ask, what are those? How do I tell the difference? Listen, reading your Bible is your battle to fight. How many of you know that reading the Bible can be a fight sometimes? Staying up all night praying when there is a need. When you feel that this one requires me to tarry in the presence of God, that is your battle. God will not fight that one for you. You need to fight it yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Keep pushing that business. Keep knocking on doors. That is your battle to fight, not God's. It's his door, it's his duty to open doors, but it is your duty to knock. Therefore, don't leave God's your responsibility to God. No, 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 no. Hallelujah. And how do I know that this is God's battle? God's battles are the one that you realize that all my effort put together cannot have failed. When you find yourself in a situation where you have to compromise to be able to get victory, where you find yourself where you have to be to deceive, or you know, to do things that are not scripturally correct to get victory, that's where you know that battle is not yours. That battle is the Lord's. That's when you say, Lord, this is your battle. I'll do my part and I will leave you to do the rest. Hallelujah. Listen, the fighter in you must arise. This year, we are about to possess great things. This year, great and effectual doors must open up for you. But you must engage. You must engage. They are not going to open automatically. The Bible says, in the kingdom, we take it by force. We take our open doors by force. We take our victories by force. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hope you've learned something tonight. I hope your faith is stirred up to be able to rise up and fight for everything that you believe in. Fight for your faith. Fight for your relationship with God. Fight for your relationship with your children. Fight for your peace of mind. Hallelujah. Fight for your joy. The Bible says it is with joy that we draw, you know, the waters of salvation. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I hope you're blessed, and I hope you are ready to fight. Amen. I want us to pray just one prayer point. I wanted to ask, you know, that God will stir up the fighter in you. Stir up the fighter in you. Our king is a lion of the tribe of Judah. The Bible says the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Why? Because he's a warrior. He's a conqueror. Glory be to Jesus. And he has called you to be that as well. To be more than a conqueror. A conqueror is the one, you know, you are a conqueror when you fight and you get victories. But more than a conqueror is when God fights on your behalf and hands over the victory to you. There are victories that you're going to conquer, but there are victories that God is going to hand over to you without you fighting. Simply because you followed his instructions, simply because you obeyed him, simply because you honored him the way you should. Amen. Let us pray. Mighty Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We thank you for speaking to us. We thank you, Lord, for stirring up the warriors in us. In the name of Jesus, those that have been empowered by you, Father, to take over territories. Those that have been empowered by you, Father, to do great and mighty things. Those that have been empowered by you, O God, to enter into greater doors of glory. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory. We decree that this month of February, we are getting into greater doors. In the name of Jesus, we decree that doors are opening up to us without resistance. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.